Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week 5. Life's washing in love to maintain fellowship, Saturday. Related verses, Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. Romans 15:32. So that coming to you in joy through the will of God, I may refresh myself and rest with you. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Romans 8:4, 6, and 16. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Related reading. How can we wash one another's feet? Suppose you have completed your day's work and feel tired. You cannot utter any praises from your mouth. In the evening when you come to the meeting, someone asks you to pray. Halfway through your prayer, you cannot go on and you stop. You feel as if your prayer is nothing more than a composition. However, perhaps one brother in the meeting has a fresh spirit, and his prayer refreshes your spirit. Your spiritual energy is renewed. This is washing one another's feet. Many times when we come to the meeting, we find the saint's spirit weak and downtrodden. We pray and read the word, but nothing seems to work. The reason for this is that everyone's feet are defiled, and there is no basin to wash the feet. It is as if something is quenching our spirits. If someone would stand up at this point and wash everyone's feet by offering a prayer or saying a few words, the whole meeting will be refreshed. The same is true in our family life. A brother or a sister may unexpectedly drop by your home and fellowship a short while or give a testimony, and everyone in the family is brought into the presence of God. Before that time, there was a separation between them and God, but after such a simple conversation, all the separation is gone. This is washing one another's feet. Those who do this are precious in the Lord's eyes. We should have an ambition before the Lord to wash others' feet. In order to wash others' feet, we must have the water. That is, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit and be in constant fellowship with the Lord. For this cause, we must live in the Holy Spirit daily. Only then will we have the living water to wash others' feet. Every time we come to the meeting, we must have the living water to wash others' feet. We should never try to wash others' feet without water. That will only defile their feet even more. Those who cannot wash others' feet may still fellowship and communicate with God, but their spirits are definitely cold. Today, the Lord does not wash anyone's feet directly. Instead, he charges us to wash one another's feet. We must all learn to be those who can wash one another's feet. We need the spiritual foot washing to cleanse us from the earthly touch and to keep our spiritual fellowship in a good condition. Then it is possible to realize the church life. If the church life is to be kept fresh, new, pleasant, and living, we continually need this foot washing. Every church needs to pray for this. Then the church will be preserved in newness and freshness. The Lord came to bring God into us, and he went to bring us into God. Now there is the real mingling of the divine spirit with our human spirit. Humanity is mingled with divinity, and divinity is mingled with humanity. This is the church, the body of Christ. In their spirit, the Christians are heavenly, eternal, and spiritual, but in their physical body, they are still on this earth and in the old creation. Hence, there is the need for them to be kept clean from all the earthly touch in order that the fellowship of the body and the fellowship with the Lord might be maintained. This fellowship is maintained by foot washing. Foot washing is very, very important because the fellowship with the Lord and with one another can never be maintained without it. Without it, the church life cannot be realized. In fact, the reality of the church life would be gone. Therefore, the daily foot washing definitely needs to be exercised by the Lord Himself on the one hand and by all the saints on the other. Then we shall be able to maintain an excellent fellowship with which we shall have the real church life.